stacked up with solid slowdown southbound I-15 going from 3300 south to Bangor Highway. Another KSL traffic trooper saying 65 minutes southbound I-15 to get from 45th to 114th south. A little bit of good news. Crews are just now starting to open up those right lanes at Bangor Highway where we had the accident. That's going to help a lot, but it's still a long, slow drive. Northbound I-15, a little heavy and slow. Sandy to Midvale and westbound on the 201. Some slowing between I-15 and the West Belt. Andy Farnsworth?
We've got a crash on 215's West Belt southbound. It's right by California Avenue. It's still backing up at that interchange near the airport. Plus, traffic on I-80 out to Tooele. You're going to back up just before the Lake Point exit. In Utah County, I-15 a little bit slow, but only in the northbound direction near 2100 North Lehigh. Redwood Road, if you're going in via that route. Big backups in Riverton, but by the time you pass Camp Williams, you're in much better shape. Mark Jackson?
Bumping up the KSL travel times. Salt Lake City to Farmington to 21 minutes. 3300 south to the North Interchange is fairly solid along the way. Then the Davis County commute slowing Farmington up to Kaysville. KSL traffic trooper saying northbound I-15 is complicated with delays north of Farmington, partially caused by UHP doing HOV lane enforcement. Thinking about solar, but you still have questions? Call any hour services for a free second opinion from one of their solar experts, 801 44